The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
Warren Trevelyan-Jones is on the line from the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. Warren, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
Well, first of all, your role is chorus master at the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. What's a day in the life of the chorus master? What do you do?
I'm a bit like a cricket or a footy coach, to be honest. I put in the hard graft with the chorus on at least a weekly basis. I put them through their paces. I help them learn the notes and interpret the music. And very often, on match day, hand them over to a guest conductor or an international conductor who comes in. And they go out on the field and it's up to them to perform, you know. But there's a lot of work behind the scenes, a lot of learning, a lot of refining, they work very hard on Symphony Chorus.
You've had quite an impressive career. I mean, it says here that you've been involved in music over in Europe for many years and travelled the world by the sounds of it.
Yes, I have. Yes, in a former life, I was a singer and sang for many years in cathedral choirs in England, particularly Westminster Abbey Choir, and a lot of freelancing and international touring. My wife is from Melbourne, and we moved over to Australia some 11 and a half years ago now, really to bring up our children in a better environment, and I have no regrets at all. Many, many doors have opened for me since then. And it's wonderful to bring the experience I had and share it with fantastic musicians in Australia.
So you talk about the preparation that goes into these sorts of performances. How far in advance do you need to start preparing to be able to perform Handel's Messiah?
Well, I was going to say it depends on the complexity of the music. Actually, the choruses in the Messiah are not easy at all, but it is something the Melbourne Symphony do on an annual basis. So many of the chorus who have been in it for several years know the piece very well. So we would probably have two or three rehearsals before a rehearsal with the guest conductor.
Go
on.
I was just going to say, how big is your ensemble?
Well, maximum 140. And it really depends on the piece and the size of the orchestra as to how many singers we provide in the chorus. But typically about 100.
And why have you decided to bring it to Geelong, or do you go right across Victoria with all of this this performance? Because it is quite an uplifting performance. It's a good message to send out there. Do you travel around with it, or is it just here in Geelong or just Melbourne? How does it work?
Well, obviously the Melbourne Symphony's season's focus is in Melbourne, but as much engagement within the state as possible. Of course, it's a very complex business to tour an orchestra and a chorus. But part of what we do with something like The Messiah is that I would go down to Geelong and rehearse the local singers, and then they might come up to Melbourne for a rehearsal with the orchestra, and then the concert in Geelong would be a combination of half of my Melbourne Symphony Chorus and then the local choir. And that's a very, very good interaction engagement and an opportunity for the singers of Geelong to really engage with the Melbourne Symphony in a very special way.
What's the performance like on the night? How does it go? How long does it run for, and what do you get through?
It's about 2 hours, 20 minutes. It's The Messiah is a long piece, but there are a few cuts to shorten it up a little bit.
When did you first hear The Messiah, and is it part of your Christmas tradition? Is it something that you remember doing for a long time before?
Very much. I was in the chorus when I was at school. Actually, the very first time in my school choir, when I was still in short trousers, that we sang something with altos, tenors and basses, that is in full harmony. I must have been about age 9, was one of the choruses from The Messiah. And that experience of, you know, just singing a treble and, a children's line, but then having instruments and having the other parts added has stuck with me forever, actually. And it's very, it's very much the tradition of Christmas, although, of course, The Messiah itself is is, I would say, primarily a sort of Easter piece. You know, it encapsulates the whole story, and it's very appropriate for Easter, as indeed it was first performed before Easter.
And do you have people that come to it as a tradition every single year, or is it mostly new people hearing it for the first time?
I think a lot of people come every year. You know, every performance is different. Every conductor has a different take on it. And even within a week, with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, there'll be some concerts in Melbourne conducted by Sir Andrew Davis, our chief conductor, and with a very big orchestration. He famously says that he includes marimba and sleigh bells and so on with a big orchestra, and that'll be a very different interpretation to the concert I'll be directing in Geelong with a much smaller size orchestra. And it's amazing what variety a different conductor can bring to the same piece.
And it's going to be down at Costa Hall coming up on the 13th of December. Have you performed in Costa Hall before?
Yes, yes. The orchestra has a regular series there. The chorus very often join them. It's a lovely hall, and it'll sound very fine in there.
Well, I was going to ask, how does Costa Hall compare to some of the other venues that you go to in terms of the ambience and the acoustics, those sort of elements?
Well, to be honest, you know, we get all sorts. I mean, Costa Hall rates very highly up there. It's a good-sized stage. You know, there are halls that have their own difficulties acoustic-wise or positioning the chorus, and therefore can be very difficult to balance the sound. But the Costa Hall is perfect for this sort of production.
Wonderful. So coming up on the 13th of December, and people can find out more information. I can see you've got it here on your website, mso.com.au. Just one other thing. I see that you're a qualified music therapist. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I am. Well, music therapy, music has the power to reach everyone and transform their lives, or at least change their lives in some way. And that's the very essence of a music therapist. It's using music as a communication to change people, to challenge people, to change people, to facilitate improvement, ideally, in a positive direction. And it can take a variety of forms. I was trained to work with people of all ages, and it's using improvised music as a way of communicating for many people who aren't able, obviously, to communicate with in any other way. If people have very limited motor action, no speech, it can be blind and deaf people. Music is a way of inducing a response.
And I think
that's something you can work with.
It seems to me that it's being rolled out increasingly. I've had experts on this program talking about music therapy, but it seems now it's being appreciated more broadly in terms of some of the power that it does offer with even chronic conditions and things where there hasn't been a lot of medicine that has worked a great deal in the past.
That's right. I mean, I think, you know, publicly it has a lot of credibility. I think the problems are the funding of it, and also it can be sometimes very difficult to substantiate the effects. But I think very few people argue against the positive effect of music on people's lives.
Yep, that's very true. Look, thank you for being on the program, and we wish you all the very best with your performance down here at Costa Hall. It should be a great night.
Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you all there.
Thank you very much, Warren Trevelyan-Jones there, who will be the conductor at Costa Hall on Friday night, Friday the 13th of December at 7:30 p.m, Handel's Messiah. And if you want to listen to what it actually sounds like, just listen to the promos that we've been playing here on the station, which do feature my voice talking about it.
The Mitchell's Front Page podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 to 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.